Okay, so we wanted to continuing in Chaf Zayin Amalaf Sanhedrin about the Chiddush case. So I told you there's a case in Chulin where the Ran employs this concept of Chiddush, that you can't go to Mafreya by a Chiddush. Okay, so and that seems to be the Divrei HaKol, because even though we hold in this case you do go back. No, you don't hold this case to the Chiddush. We don't hold over here that there's a Chiddush that you go back, that you don't go back for. But by the Chulin case, we say the Ran holds at least that that we do say Chiddush. So let's take a look at that case. We'll see what's where the case. Everybody would agree. What I'm trying to say is, it would seem, it was even though we hold like a baye over here, that we don't say chiddushu and it goes l'mafreya, over there we do say it's a chiddush and it goes l'mafreya. So that's a good case to see where it's clear. Did I say it backwards?
I don't
know. Okay. Even though over here we hold like a baye and we say that we don't say it's a chiddush and we go and therefore we go l'mafreya, over there everybody agrees, according to the Ran, that we do say it's a chiddush and we only go l'kan l'abba. So let's take a look at that case and we'll see a clear case of when chiddush does definitely apply. Once we see when Chiddush does definitely apply, we'll at least have the idea of Chiddush, then we can see whether why they're arguing about it over here.
I mean, why Baye is arguing.
Right. So that case is like this. I'm just going to simplify that case, okay? There are two primary cases, okay? The cases are as follows. Let's say you have the 10 stores, right? The old 10 stores. Okay, one is treif again, and nine are kosher.
I spoke to Dr. Carl.
Right. Nine are kosher and one is treif. Okay. Now, there are two scenarios here. Okay. One scenario is, I just find a piece of meat on the floor, in the street. Find a piece of meat on the floor in the street. Okay. It's right in the middle of the street. No idea where what was going on over there, sidewalk. Okay. They love my drawings. So I find the piece of meat in the middle of the street. Works, right? So what do I say? So this is called Nimtza. It's holding up traffic. This is called nimtza. So what's the din by nimtza? It means it's found. Just whatever. It came from somewhere. So I know it came from one of these 10 stores. So I say nimtza, we go achar rov. And therefore I'll say the busser is kosher. That's reasonable, right? I have a suffix about what this piece of meat is. I know most of the meat is kosher in this town, right? So I am allowed to say, this is called, the phrase for this is, Elio, kol deparish meruba. He's the guy. Meruba. Meruba parish. That's the principle. Everything that comes out comes from the roof. That's what we say. Call the parish meruba parish. It's a general, widespread rule. If a person is, like I told Aaron before, if you meet a person, random person emerges, we say he's not Jewish. We assume he's not Jewish, because most of the people are not Jewish. Call the parish Meruba Parish. So that's the general principle. Call the parish and Meruba Parish. We go bus a rove, and the piece of meat will be kosher. You can eat it, 100%. Okay? Now, the second case is, a person mindlessly walks into one of these stores. He just doesn't remember which store he walked into. Okay? Just cannot remember which store he walked into. He definitely walked into one of these 9 stores. Okay? He comes home and he has the piece of meat. Takes out the piece of meat and he says, I can't remember where I got it from. Okay? So then, that's the case of Kavua. And that is 50. That's right. That's the 50-50 case. Okay. That's what you say. It's a suffix, right? This one we call a suffix. Now, why is that called kavua? Why is that called kavua? And this is a gzeiras hakasuv. This is a chiddush and this is a gzeiras hakasuv. Why is it a chiddush and a gzeiras? Why is it a chiddush? Because really, what's the difference if I find the if I have the piece of meat in my house on the table, right? That one I'll say it's treif. That one I'll say is usher. And the piece of meat I find in the middle of the street. I mean, both of the cases, my question is the identity of this piece of meat. And in both of the cases, the rove of the meat is kosher, right? So really, just like I say by the nims I should go busser rove, in theory, I should say by the guy who walks into one of the stores, he should go busser rove. But the gzeiras hakasuv is that... It's good? That by kavua, we say everything is like 50-50. Now, why is it called kavua? Why is it called Isser Kavua? Because I know for sure that this store is selling treif. So the Isser is Kavua, b'makomo. I know for sure this store is selling treif.
You know there's a 10% chance that you definitely that you bought treif.
Well, let's just say this. I know the Isser is Kavua, b'makomo. Yes?
Is this the case where you find the piece of meat on the floor, the floor of that store?
No, I find it in the street. If I find it in the street, I go busser rove. But if I walked into one of the 10 stores, and I was dizzy when I was shopping, and I cannot remember which store I walked into, then I say, kol kavua is kemechza mechza dami, and I can't eat the meat. Now, in a certain sense, there's slightly different questions, right? Very slightly different questions. When I want to know about this piece of meat, what's my question? My question is, where did it come from? Right? So I'll say, call the parish, move the parish. When I want to know the identity of this piece of meat, it's a slightly different question. I want to know, which store did I go to? Slightly different question. Which store did I go to? So now let me just give you a little bit of lumdus on this. A little bit of lumdus on this. Because it doesn't seem to make, it's something that's very, it's not simple to understand. I was telling Aaron, this is one of those things that everyone, when you learn Yerideya, it's one of these confusing topics. And the Rishonim have a lot to say about it. It's not a simple matter, okay? But here's the point I want to make. As the stores are, everybody knows this is the treif store, right? Would you say there's a taroves, a mixture of the stores? No. It's not a mixture of the stores. Stores are clearly labeled. Kosher, 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 treif. Right? The problem is, I don't remember which one I went to. So that's a lack of yediyah. Right? That lack of knowledge, in a certain sense, mixes all of these stores into one grouping of the set of stores I might have gone to. Is it? So in a certain sense, by my not remembering which one I went into, all of these stores have become like a mixture vis-a-vis my action. In terms of what I did, there's sort of a grouping now of possible stores that I went into. Right? But I can't say this store is a bottle. Doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows this store is a treif store, right? So it turns out that my action created like a grouping of stores, one of which is Vadai Isser, and it's Kavua B'Makomo, and I'm not sure which one I went into. That's what makes this suffix. So the Torah says, whenever you have a situation like that, that you're making a mixture out of an Isser that is Kavua and Yadua B'Makomo, right? Because of what you did, we're sort of making a mixture out of these stores. So this entity of the stores, we treat it like a 50-50. And we don't say that the 9 outweighs the 10th. We treat it like one conglomerate of suffix. And we say, we don't know which store you went into, and we treat all of them, we treat the whole entity like a 50-50. Okay? That's the Kavua case. Okay? But when I find the piece of meat in the street, I'm not, there's nothing that I'm doing that's making a tarovas out of these stores. I just have a simple question. Where did this meat come from? Okay? I have a right to assume that it came from the rove. In other words, there's a difference between the two cases. In one case, my question is in the stores. So this entity of the stores is a kavua grouping. I can't define this kavua grouping as batel barov. I can't say, well, the rove overrules the miut, and therefore I'll say you went to the kosher store.
Why can't you?
Because this store is here. It's right here.
Correct.
It's right here. You can't be mavatle.
In the other case, it's
hold on,
also
hold on,
right there.
Hold on. Let's just stick with this one for a minute. Right? I can't say that the yadua and the kavua is bottle. So then it turns out what the Torah is telling me is, what we have to do over here is, we have to treat this whole thing like a suffix entity. And it turns out, I have to say, I have a split doubt about which store I went into. Okay? But when I'm over here by this piece of meat, my question is the where this came from. I want to know, what is the identity of this piece of meat? That's my question. What is this identity? It's an unknown identity. Okay? So I can say the identity of this piece of meat will be derived from the rove of the meat.
What do you mean by that?
So I mean to say like this. I'll say, since rove basar in this town is kosher, I have a right to assume that any anonymously found piece of meat is also kosher.
So it has nothing to do with the store.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the stores. See, the way the Rishonim describe it is a question of where is the suffix nolad? Where did the suffix stem from? What's the nature of my doubt? When I went into one store, right, my doubt is which store did I go into? That's the suffix. Which store did I go into? Okay. So that makes the stores into a grouping, and I can't be mevatel any one of those groups. Can't be mavatal any one of that group. Because by this phenomenon of Isser Kavua, there's no such thing as Bittel. And I have to say now that my suffix is in the stores, and I have to treat the stores like an even group. That's the Xeris HaKasim. But over here, I have a different question. I just have a Stam question. Where did this come from? I didn't do anything. My first interaction with the meat is on the floor. Okay? The suffix is nolad right here. So now I just have a general question. I can say, I can employ a certain principle called the parish, meruba parish. Anything that separates, I can assume is separated from the majority. But over here, it's not a question of being parish, it's a question of I did an action. I went to one place. I don't remember which place it was. It's not a called the parish situation at all. It's a question of, how do I treat these stores? Okay? I'm not saying that there's nothing left to think about, because I know if you still feel it's a little shaky, I'm with you. But there's a chilek, okay? Now, here's the case. Here's the case that, yes.
Can I ask a quick question on the stores? How, at what extent of, say, distinction do you need to make that? Like, for example, if you have 10 baskets with, different kinds of candy, 9 of them are kosher, 1 is strict. Walk into the room and you forget which basket you'd picked your candy from. Is that an analogous situation?
Yes. The Gemara has the case by chametz and matzah too. 10 piles of, 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. A mouse went in and took from one pile, you don't know which one it was. You couldn't see which one it was from. Right? Whatever it was. All types of cases like that.
But had it all been, mixed at the beginning or something?
Then you would say it's bottle.
Yeah.
Correct.
You
it's because they're distinct, and you could go and you could see which one is which. Just the event, it was unclear where the event took place, but there's no intrinsic mixture of the things. Yeah, Aaron, the mouse case.
No, no. Just the chilek here one more time.
The chilek here is the iser kavua is a shame on the stores as a grouping. We say the stores are as a grouping. There's an iser kavua. There's a definitive known iser in this grouping of stores.
Okay.
So if I have a doubt about which store I was in, that's a doubt about a situation of an iser kavua. The doubt is about the stores. Okay. When I find the meat, the question is about the meat. What's the source of this meat? Okay, I don't need to be mevatel the stores in order to say that this meat came from, that this meat is kosher. I could admit that there's iser in here, but I'll say, but 90% of all the meat is kosher, so I have a rule that whatever separates from a larger group separates from the majority of the group. Kol deparsh is meruba parsh. Okay, but the Gzeiros HaKasav is telling me when I go to one of the 10 stores, that's a separate question. That's, do I have a right to treat these stores as one entity and negate the minority of it? No, I don't. I don't have the right to say, since I went to one of the 10 stores, and 9 of the 10 stores are kosher, I can treat that whole entity of stores like a kosher entity. I don't have that right. I still have to admit, and the Torah is telling me, I have to treat it like a straight-up suffix. But it's...
So, like, given that I went to a store, and one of them is definitely not kosher, I can't overrule that fact that...
That's right. I can't overrule that fact. And the whole suffix is in the stores. Which of the stores did I go to? Yeah. You wanna?
Well, I was going to say, maybe a math term to help describe it. The store cases discrete entities. Each of them is labeled. You can't make a taroves out of that.
Right. It just happens in this event. It becomes like a taroves because I don't remember which one I went into. But intrinsically, there's no taroves over here.
Yeah. Right. Whereas the second case is more of a continuous phenomenon, like a piece of meat.
Any piece of meat.
There's no label to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
This never... No, let me put it to you another way. In the stores, there never was a doubt about which meat is which. Never. Mm-hmm. No piece of meat in any one of these stores has a doubtful definition.
Just the group as a whole.
It's just because I went to the group as a whole and I don't remember which one of the definite pieces I took, that's what makes a doubt. That's what causes the doubt. But there's nothing in the pieces that there's a doubt. There never was any piece of meat in here that had a doubt about it. There was no doubt about any of those pieces of meat. Okay? The whole phenomenon of doubt comes from this weird case of where I don't remember which action, I don't remember which of those definite things I took. Okay? But over here, this piece of meat has a definitive doubt associated with it. And I can resolve doubts by rov. There's no real doubt about anything over here that I'm resolving. It's a little different, okay? I don't want to go into this too much further because we could spend a week on this.
It's okay. Tricky. I find that anything I say for one and try to understand one, I could just so closely need
close,
to
close.
Exactly. Okay. That's what's so frustrating.
It's so very tricky.
No, I get what
you get the point. Okay. Yeah. Now here's the trick. Ready? Let's say when I went shopping, all of these stores we thought they were all kosher. Okay.
It wasn't no duh.
Nobody knew anything. I still don't remember where I went. I wasn't paying any attention to which store I went into. When I get home, I hear on the radio, they found that this store is treif. Store number one is treif. Now I have the piece of meat on my table. So here's the question. Can I say it's like the piece of meat that's found in the street? Because I didn't take it from a makom that had kavias. Because when I took it, nobody knew what was up. Right? There was no makom kavua. There was no iser kavua at the time I took the meat. So now it just turns out I have a piece of meat that I have in my house, basically like I found in the street, and I don't know where it came from, and I should go basarov. Or do I say no? Since limafreya turns out that there was an iser kavua here, we treat it like the Isser Kavua case. Okay.
Isn't this what the Ron is talking about?
Yeah, I'm explaining the Ron. I'm explaining the Ron. So the Ron says, since this whole idea of treating this as one Isser Kavua is a Chiddush, we don't apply the rule of Kol Kavua Limafreya. We don't say, well, since when you got home, you found out that at the time you bought it, it was really Trafin in one of the stores. We don't retroactively say, apply this Chiddush and say, now it turns out you took it from an Isser Kavua.
Right, like your meat wouldn't be Trafe, but a guy who walks in 5 minutes after you once
exactly.
Day made his meat.
Exactly, exactly. So what sense does that make? That's we have to understand what sense that makes. So that makes a lot of sense, I think. Why? Because the whole phenomenon of Isser Kavua is a phenomenon in the stores. Right? It's a certain situation of Isser Kavua, where I have entities, discrete entities, right? And because one of them is treif, there's a shame in all of this, there's a chalos shame in this whole group of Isser Kavua in this group. Okay? And that chalos shame is a chiddush, that when you have that identity, then we don't apply the rule of rov anymore. Okay? But that chalos shame of Isser Kavua comes from what? What gives it that shame of Isser Kavua? The knowledge. Right? It's only considered Kavua because it's known that one of them is Treif. That's what makes it an Isser Kavua and Yadua. So the whole phenomenon of Yadua, of Kavua, is only with the Yidia. The whole idea of Isser Kavua is only with the knowledge. So we say that, we say like this. Your Maisa to an entity that's Kavua is treated like a 50-50 act. When you had an Isser Kavua and you go to it, we consider it like it's 50-50 Isser and Heter. But when I went to it initially, there was no shame of Kavua. So now I have a right to go bus a rov. But the point is like this. I really should go bus a rov all the time. The only thing that's preventing me from going bus a rov is the shame of Kavua in the stores. The shame of Kavua only exists Mishas Yediya Ve'elach. From the minute you know there's Isser, that's when the stores get a shame of Kavua. So he's saying, doesn't make sense to apply the Chiddush of Kavua before the shame Kavua exists.
Shame Kavua is on the Yediya, basically?
The shame Kavua is with the Yediya. I only have, right, doesn't the Ron say Yediya too? I only have Isser Kavua means like Yonah was saying, that I can identify it. That's this whole idea. When there are 10 stores and one of them is identifiable as Treif, then the whole grouping is treated like a 50-50. But it's only when it's identifiable as Treif that I can consider it to be an Isser Kavua. So if I find out later that there's Treif in one of the stores, you can't say, well, Limafreya, it was Kavua. It was never Kavua. It was not Kavua until this point. Right?
Seems like a...
If it was a din of statistics, and the Torah says when there's one store and 9 others that are kosher, then we just simply don't apply Rov. So whether I know about it or not, wouldn't be any different. Right? But he's saying it's the shame Kavua that's the problem. It's the chalos shame of Kavua in the situation that prevents me from relying on Rov. So the chalos shame of Kavua, it's like a new species of case. It's a new phenomenon. That phenomenon, you can't apply a phenomenon based on Yediyah L'mafreya. Right? You can't say, well, when you know about something, then there's a certain din. And but if you know about it now, we'll consider it like you knew about it. It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is totally on the knowing on it. It's a knowing about it. You can't apply that to my friend.
Seems like a big problem for a body.
So that's what the Ran says. Ein lecha boel michidush aveil. So it's an amazing halacha, just exactly like Avi was saying. If a guy walked into the store and everyone thought it was all kosher, he gets home, and then they announced store one had treif, he would be allowed to eat it. If a guy walked in 5 minutes later and the same exact thing, he would not be allowed to eat it. Why? Because this guy would just be, it's like a nimtza. For him, it's just, he has a piece of meat, the suffix starts right now, and he can go bus a rov. But for the other guy, he did a maisa to a kavua. The real thing is, you can't do a maisa to an iser kavua. Any maisa to an iser kavua is considered like a 50-50. So it's the lakicha from the kavua, it's the taking from the kavua entity that prevents you from applying rov. So I didn't take it from a kavua entity. You can't say limafre, you did. No.
There was no shame.
That's right, exactly. There was no shame kavua.
Is there any suffix in that case at all?
Before
we declare it non-kosher? When the guy gets home, that's declared kosher?
No. He just goes basarov. Yeah, it's a suffix, but we go basarov.
We say
most of the stores are kosher, most of the meat is kosher. We have a right to assume the general principle of rov.
Once it's declared, we say suffix is that.
Once it's declared, now we say you did a maisa to a kavua. Whatever that maisa was, that will define whether it's kosher or treif. If it was a maisa of lekicha from a kosher store, it's kosher. If it was a maisa lekicha from a treif store, it's treif. And a maisa to an entity that's kavua, we treat like a 50-50.
It doesn't turn out that even with the original guy, it was actually a kavua.
No, it can't actually be kavua unless it is actually kavua. And what makes it kavua? That the iser is noda b'makomo. If you want to put it to you in a more of a sensible way, it really, the idea of kavua is like in terms of the gavra, that if there's a cheftza that is definitively contains iser, the gavra is not allowed to engage it in the derech of rov. You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, here, the stores have a definitive entity of iser in it. He did a maisa to those stores. We say the maisa of a gavra to an entity that definitely has iser in it, that's not batal, is considered a maisa of suffix. Okay? But over here, there's nothing to do with the gavra. He's not doing anything. It's just we need to define this piece. We'll draw on our information to define it. It's a nimtza. We'll draw on the relevant information, and we'll define it based on the rov. But the case of the kavua has to do with the gavra's engaging the entity. And we say that if a person engages an entity that has a definitive iser in it, we don't go busa rov on that maisa of the gavra. Okay? Want to hear a really cool case?
Is it going to make things more confusing?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you want
to?
In the way I'm explaining it, by the way, in terms of the maisa of the guy relating to a certain kind of a cheftza, that's what the Ran is saying. Before it was known, it wasn't that kind of a maisa. You can't say he did a maisa to a cheftza that had an iser that was definitively known in there, because it wasn't at that time. It's sort of like the gavra the maisa of the gavra doesn't sort of like the gavra, when you know that there's an iser yadua in the cheftza, you can't take a rov and be matya the maisa based on a rov, because you're engaging iser. You can't engage the iser. It's like an iser is like a thing in terms of the gavra relating to the thing. We don't, the xeris akasav is the gavra can't say, well, since rov of the pieces are kosher, I have a right to engage it all. Example of that would be like this. Another example of that would be like this. The Gemara says animals are never batal. Okay? Animals are never batal.
In terms of what?
So the Gemara says, let's say you have a chattis, right, that has to, whatever it is, you have a certain carbon, it gets mixed in with other animals. So what do you do with all the animals? So the Gemara says, well, now you have a problem. Because since I know for sure in this flock there is definitely an Isser Kavua in here, And it's not butthole, because animals are never butthole to each other. So the whole flock is considered like an Isser Kavua. I can't go in and pull out one sheep and say, the chances are this one is from the rove. Because it's all one big entity now. It's all one tarovas that's stamped with the shame of Isser Kavua in it. Xeris HaKosev is that you can't relate to a tarovas, a mixture, that has an Isser Kavua based on rove. You have to relate to it only based on the shame issue that's in it. Does that make more sense? So the Gemara says this is there's a solution. If you smack them and let one of them run free, we'll say that one came from the roof. The Gemara says if one flees and runs off, we have a right to say called the parsh meruba parsh. See, we're not negating we're not saying they are 50-50. We're saying you have no right to engage it on the rove framework.
Well, you relate to it as 50-50.
Exactly. But if something just runs away by itself, that's not a din in you relating to it. Now we have a general question. How do we define this fleeing sheep?
Then it would just be
from
the
where
or
did
the
it
road.
From which group did it flee? The Isser group or the Heter group? Well, the Heter group is 1, the Isser group is 99. We can assume it came from the Heter group. Right? It's halachic thinking over here. It's not an intuitive kind of a thinking process. Yeah.
But
there are a couple of next questions there. So it'd be the same thing over here, right? If a guy had a flock of sheep, he had no idea that one of them was Nisr Kavua. He took one of them and then said, someone said to him, hey, one of those sheep is Nisr Kavua. Well, it's too late. This one is like a parish now. Right? Same exact thing. Ein lucha boel mishas chidusha ve'elach. Okay? That's the case of Chiddush that apparently we the Ron holds, we all agree to. Even Abaye. But why? Because of a very good reason. Because the Chiddush, the halacha is based on a change of the chalos shame. Right? The halacha is based on a very specific chalos shame of Isser Kavua. And you can't apply the shame of Isser Kavua l'mafreya. Right, so we can see that, we can say that when there's a new din that's based on a new existence, it can't predate the existence, right? If this din of mechza is predicated on a certain phenomenon of Isser Kavua, it can't predate the phenomenon, right? So the question over here is, how do we view the Edom Zomim? That's our question. Okay. Can we say over here that it goes l'mafreya, or do we sort of, or can we analogize it to our case of Isser Kavua? That's the question we're working on. Work it into this case of Edom Zomim. So what would you say in the Edom Zomim case? So everybody would agree it's a chiddush, it would seem. It definitely is a chiddush that we believe the second set and we convict the first set based on it. Okay? That is a chiddush. That is a chiddush.
The question would be whether you would say.
So, if you would want to put it into the framework that we're setting up over here, you would say like this. The question is, what is the chiddush of Edom Zomim? What is the chiddush of Edom Zomim? Is the chiddush of Edom Zomim right? Now, as Yonah is right, now the difference between this case and that case is over by the case of the Basar. So it's just a question of the Chaloshem of the Tarovas. Does this mixture, does this grouping have a definition of Kavu or not? And from the moment it has the definition of Kavu, certain things will apply. And beforehand and before that, none of those things won't apply. But over here, the whole idea of Edom Zomim is an idea of Edom, of Edus. And Edus, by definition, informs us about things that happened prior to the time that they're made. In other words, it's an unusual situation. It's an unusual situation. That Mishas Chidusho, Shas Chidusho, is what is the time that the Edom come in. When the second set of Edom come in, and they testify that Imanu Hayisam, you were with us, that's the moment that they become Edom Edei Hazama. And that, you could say, if you would like to say, that Chalo Shem of Edei Hazama is produced at that moment. Okay? And that's the Chiddush, that Edei Hazama are accepted. But what is it that the Edei Hazama are doing is they're discussing things that happened before they were Edei Hazama. Is in by the Basar case is very fine to say there's a Chal Hashem in the Tarovas, and then we only have to consider things after that. But here, the very substance of what these Edom are doing is talking about before the Shas Chiddush. That's the Ikar of Edus. You don't need Edom. No aid comes in and says, you are seeing this now. We don't need you to tell me you are seeing this now. The whole essence of Edus is to tell us what happened beforehand. So, Chiddush should tell us that things should only go mikan el haba. In general, that's true. In general, ein lecha bo el mishas chidush aveilach. Because it's the Chal Hashem exists now, it didn't exist before. The only thing is, over here, the very essence of what this Chiddush is about the past. Right? So it's a little different. It's very different. Now, that is a bias argument. Bias argument is, it's very nice as a Chiddush here, but what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is telling us that we accept their word, because of their shame now, we accept their word about what occurred 6 months ago. Okay? So now, we'll say, 6 months ago, these people did a Maisa Rishus. Right? In other words, there's a bias saying, look, this whole case is no relevance to us. That's a special din. When you want to treat a tarova, so you have a chal hashem in the mixture, you need to know when did that mixture get that shame. Here, the chiddush is that we accept the second set of Edom. But when we say we accept them, that means we believe everything they say about what happened earlier. So now they have just, via chiddush, it's true via chiddush, but via chiddush, they have given us a truth about what happened 6 months ago, and we accept that truth. So now it turns out we'll accept that those Edom were puzzle from Nisan. So Rav is still hard, yeah. So I think we have to think about it. Let's think about it like this. I'll give you a possibility, okay? Let's take the simple case. Let's go back to a simple case. A guy, two Edom come in and say these people were Gazlanim 6 months ago. Right? So that's no Chiddush. And according to the first answer, they'll be Pusul from 6 months ago. Okay? Why? Because Edus is the... Edus establishes a fact. Right? So therefore, the fact is established that they stole 6 months ago, and the stealing is the Maisa Rishus. So via the Edus, we have established that they did a Maisa Rishus 6 months ago. Right? Edus establishes the fact. There's no Chiddush about that. That's the simple din. Edom say they stole 6 months ago. So now we have, Basin has the information, that there was a Maisa Rishus 6 months ago. So what postles them from Edus? The shame Russia. Where does the shame Russia come from? The Maisa Rishus. Right? So it turns out, Lemafreya, they branded themselves Rishoyim 6 months ago. Right? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rava says, by the Edom Zomim case, it's not a regular case of Edus. Right? It's not a regular case of Edus. What is really occurring here? He's saying that, in terms of Edus, we shouldn't believe these two. over those two. Neither one should be able to establish the either fact, either that they were there or they weren't there. Okay? Either that the first set was lying or the second set was lying. Neither one should be able to establish that fact. Okay? So it's a chiddush of Adam Zomimim. It's a chiddush of the din of Adam Zomimim that we accept the second set. Okay? So therefore, Rava says like this. What really creates the shame Russia in the second set? It's not the Maisa of lying in the past, because we can't establish the reality of whether they lied in the past. The only thing we can establish, we don't establish that via regular method of Eidus. What is koveya them as Rishoyim is the shame of Eidim Zomim. It's the shame it's the Chiddush of Eidei Hazama. And the Chiddush of Eidei Hazama is he's saying like this. It's not like the case of the Gazlanim. The case of the Gazlanim, it's the Maisa Gezel that establishes them as Rishoyim. The Eidus is just revealing that Maisa Gezel. Rava is saying over here, we don't ever say that we really have Eidus to reveal any information. On the regular terms of Eidus that reveals information, that system doesn't work. The system of Eidim, the basic system of Eidim for a Gilui Milsa, is contradictory in this situation. Okay? So we don't have Eidus in a technical sense of Gilui Milsa. We have a separate din of Eidim Zomim. We have a separate Chiddush that even in the absence of regular Eidus that establishes a fact, if two Eidim come and say imonu heisem, they are accepted to the detriment of the first set. So therefore, but Rava says it's a chiddush. What does it mean it's a chiddush? It means it itself is its own phenomenon. It's not Abaye apparently is learning, it's just a bridge to bring these second set into the regular framework of Adam. In other words, let me put it this way. Like we said initially, what does it mean it's a chiddush?
Those two guys are now part of the first case from the beginning.
What does it mean it's a chiddush? We said in the beginning, Eidus is also a chiddush. Torah says, Al-Pishnei Adam, Yokum Dover. If you didn't have that pasuk, you wouldn't have Eidus, right? So what do we mean it's a chiddush? We mean to say there's a general system of Eidus, of Al-Pishnei Adam, Yokum Dover, that you can establish a fact from two Adam. Okay? That system of Eidus would short-circuit in this case. Because you'd have two Adam saying one thing and another two Adam saying another thing. It would simply be a stalemate. Okay? Comes in the Chiddush of Adam Zomim and says, we accept the second case. The second set. But Abaye apparently is learning the Chiddush is that we give the second set the full shame Adam. Like any other Adam. The Chiddush is, if Adam come and make a certain claim, they have the shame Adam Lagamri. And therefore, it really becomes, the Chiddush is just that we let them in. The Chiddush is just that we accept them. But once we accept them with all the general rules of Adas and of Adas itself. And therefore, they establish halachically the fact that 6 months ago, they lied. So the Chiddush is just in terms of that it would not have been known that this type of Eidus would be accepted. But the Chiddush is, no, it is accepted. Okay, but once it's accepted, it's just like Eidus on a Gazlan from 6 months ago. Normally we would say we can't weigh one set over the other, so we reject both sets of Eidim. Chiddush of Abaye is, no, we accept the second set as true Eidim. Okay. But Rava apparently holds that the Chiddush of Adam Zomimim is that it's a different form
of Eidus. It's a different phenomenon. It's a new phenomenon. According to Abaye, it's the same phenomenon as of Eidus. It's a necessary measure to validate it, to bring it in, to let it go forward. But it works just like Eidus in general. Okay, it would be like saying, let's say there's a Chiddush and a woman can be an aid in this case. So we would say, okay. So that means say normally we wouldn't accept a woman. But the Chiddush is we do. But once we do, we accept like a full aid. Okay? Not like a different kind of an Eidus. Not like a woman Eidus. It's just, given everything I know, I would say we won't let her talk. Or we won't accept what she says. The Chiddush is we do. So too here. Given everything we know about Eidus, if two say yes and two say no, we should just negate them all. The Chiddush is, if the second says a specific formula, we accept them as the Eidim over the first one. Okay? But then it means to say we accept fully, like two Eidim saying about another guy, he was a Goslin 6 months ago. Okay?
No idea.
Exactly. According to Rava, it's a din of the accusation. That this kind of an accusation of Kashia Zomam creates a certain shame, a shame of psul in the Edom. It brands the Edom as Shakranim. But it's a different phenomenon. It's not because we accept them it's not that we're saying that it has a shame of a regular Edus, but we're saying there's a phenomenon of Edim Zomim. There's a phenomenon of Eidei HaZomah. And Eidei HaZomah can create the shame Shakronim in Edim. But that whole thing is a Chiddush. That whole thing is itself a new phenomenon. So the shame of that phenomenon can't precede the phenomenon itself. In other words, the question is the shame Edim Zomim validates them? Is the Chiddush of Eidei HaZomah to allow in these Eidim as regular Eidim? Or is it a separate mechanism of psul?
Right, and being a separate mechanism of psul, that's happening real time right there.
Exactly. As a mechanism of psul, that's happening now. And that can't predate the mechanism itself. Now, according to Rava, it doesn't work within the context of regular Eidus. It's not saying it's a Chiddush, and now the Chiddush is that it's Eidus. It's a separate phenomenon of a mechanism to pasul Eidim. How can you pasul Eidim? How do you pasul Eidim? Torah says, well, if the second set makes a certain claim, that creates a psul in the first set. What's the claim? Imanu Ha'isim. But it's a new phenomenon of psul. The new phenomenon of psul can't predate the institution of that psul. There's a new institution of Edom Zomim. That itself creates creates a psul. It's like the Shem Kavua. It's like a new phenomenon. It's not saying that it was Kavua. It's true. I know logically it's troubling. Because the whole claim is what happened in the past. Right? But that's what Rava's point is. Rava's point is, this itself you have to look at as an entirely new phenomenon. How do you do this phenomenon? If you make certain claims about what happened in the past, you institute this psul. But the psul itself, where is the shame Russia coming from? From this, these Edom are branding the first set of Edom as Rishayim. Via something they said about them. But it really is let me put it this way. Now think about it a little more. Let me put it this way. Abaye's way of looking at it is really that it's like everybody is Bifnei Beistin. The Edom are just giving information. And then the Beistin is really always doing the action. Now when you say Edom come in and they claim about the first ones, they're just giving... They're really working through the phenomena of the Dayanim. So now the Dayanim know these guys are liars, right? But according to Rava, it's a new phenomenon. of like a Misa aid against an aid. It's like an aid against the aid. That phenomenon is new at this moment. If one set of Adim makes a certain accusation against the other set, that itself is a poso. If they do it in a certain way. Now, of course, how do they have to do it? They have to say something about the past. But they're not puzzled because now they gave information to the Dayanim, and the Dayanim now know that this happened. No, it's a separate Gzeiras HaKosov, that this accusation creates psul in the first set. But it's only Mishas accusation Veilach. It's only because they were accused of this thing that makes them puzzle. But you can't say they were accused earlier. In other words, the old way of looking at it is the Edom are just giving information, but the real thing is the action that they're talking about. The real thing is the events that they're talking about. So if I say, hey, Dayanim, I want to let you know these guys are liars because they were right with us. So then the Edom are really more passive conduits of information. They're giving over information to the Dayanim. Now the Dayanim know that 6 months ago, this guy lied. Okay, so they're just really megaledavar, the Edom. But the second way, but Rava's way of looking at it is that they are themselves like new balei dinim. They themselves are accusers of the first set, and that kind of an accusation creates a psul. It's the accusation that creates the psul. Okay, so you can't say, because I accused you now of lying then, that means I accused you then. No, I never accused you then, I'm accusing you now. And it's Mishas, that's the Chiddush. This kind of an accusation creates psul. But you can't say, Lemafrei I made the accusation. It's the Maisa of the Edom themselves that creates the psul. It's not the Edom telling the Dayan something that he knows now resulted in the psul. It's the Maisa Edom itself creates the psul. But that Maisa Edom is only from now. You can't have the result of a Maisa before the Maisa existed. So the psul is the result of the Maisa of the Edom, not a result of the knowledge that the Edom revealed to us. According to Abaye, it's just a result of knowledge that the Edom revealed. Oh, but the knowledge of the event is from the event is from 6 months ago. That's what was revealed to me. According to a Rava, it's the phenomenon itself that creates the psul.